Blog Talk Radio.
Simply Nay. I love that song. You will understand why I played that song earlier. Much love and respect to Nippy. the beloved Whitney Houston. I am Simply Nay, as I was just singing along with the music. And you are tuned in to the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, the best radio on the damn radio. It's just really that simple. I am Simply Nay. We've been doing this for years. For those of you who've been with us since 2009, it's our anniversary. We've been doing this for 10 years, and we've celebrating 10 years all year long. You're going to hear from us. You're going to hear it. It's going to be said repeatedly. But tonight is another edition of Meet the Maker. If you're not familiar with Meet the Maker, what we do is talk to people who are the originators, the creators, the brains behind some of the dopest shit going on the face of the planet. We're heard internationally, so we have the opportunity to talk to folks all over the world. But today, we will be chatting with Christina Sturtevant-Sani, a respected journalist who can be found in the DCist, Washington City Paper, and too many media outlets for me to miss one and get sued, or, you know, like we couldn't list them in our show display because we had a character limit. So her next project endeavors to find and uplift Black Native creatives. So what is Black Native creative? What is a Black Native creative? We will discuss all of those things. But we wouldn't have a show to talk about these things on if it wasn't for the sponsors. So I have to get to the business at hand. We're sponsored by Stand Omni Media. Stand Omni Media is a diversified digital media brand with the mission to uplift voices that are most often silent. Like the little lesbian girl from Southeast DC named Simply Nay. Me. Some of the shows on the platform include Stay Woke Radio, Capital T, The Blackmail Show, and your show could be on Stand Omni Media if you have an interest. We invite you to visit www.wheredoyoustand.com. That's you, the letter, not the word. I'll repeat it again, www.wheredoyoustand.com for more information. Now, how about another song before Simply Nay gets up on her soapbox?
Like, ooh, she does been saved.
And that was Queen by Janelle Monáe and Annie Without the Panties. Annie Ain't Got No Panties. That's throwback. Erykah Badu. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that. You would have to have really been an Erykah Badu fan. But why the hell am I playing songs about beauty and being a queen? Because your girl is currently 2020 Miss Plus America DC. And I wanted to let you know, you deserve to be informed. You deserve to be informed. Everybody in the studio act like they don't want to clap. Thank you. She's just the press of the button. She's just the press of the button. Now they want to clap. You got to ask for it. It ain't real. But I just wanted to share that with you all. I'll be endeavoring on trying to raise these funds. I got to get 5K. The actual national competition will be held in August of 2020, so there's some time. And I'm not even sharing this to be boasty, as Idris Elba says. I'm sharing this with you because I want to encourage you to step out there and do something that you've always wanted to do but didn't think you'd be good at. Because I damn sure didn't think I'd be coming to you as Miss Plus America DC. Like, I hesitate to say it out my mouth every time. I'll let you know when it comes out easy because I'm thinking it's not real. But I'm very proud that this happened. I'm extremely excited. I need help because it's real now. You know, at first it was just a process. Now it's really a thing. It's a title, and now I'm trying to win the national title. And I'm hoping that each and everybody can contribute their support, because support is free. Right? So we'll have a fundraiser coming up, some online. We're going to GoFundMe. We're going to Kickstarter. Anywhere that can accumulate some coins. Might sell some t-shirts. Listen, you don't know what we finna do around here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Got to keep thanking the sponsors so we can stay on the radio. We're sponsored by Eve for Eve Online. Eve for Eve Online is premier exclusive lesbian dating online. You want to check them out. They were established in 2009, like us, and they will be relaunching in 2020 with a whole new platform and a whole new look. I am the proud spokesman of this brand, and I'm happily married. I didn't meet my wife on Eve for Eve Online because I belong to the real life ministry, hallelujah. But I encourage you to check them out. Eve, E-V-E, the number 4. EVE online everywhere, like on all the socials. You can get them on all the socials. And sidebar, we want to give a round of applause to Mrs. Lena Waithe. The way the internet streets are set up, it's been reported by her, actually, that she eloped. I eloped too, so just smart people doing smart things, and her and her longtime partner are now married. Marriage isn't for everybody, but when it's for somebody, it's worth giving them a thumbs up for, because it's hard as hell, and it's optional. That's just it. It's hard, and it's optional. So when people choose to love hard and love long and love strong, that is something worth clapping up. So we're going to keep it right there. The next voice you'll hear is going to be our guest. I'm so excited to be speaking to her about something that's near and dear to my heart, Washington, D.C., and the things within it and the creative spaces within it. You want to hear what we've got to say after this song, the only song that could be played when we're talking about D.C. and I won Miss Plus America D.C. I mean, flow right now.
it. Remind you of the sky when I'm in it. We on cloud nine for a minute. Admire your style and your physique. And I ain't trying to critique, but you deserve a good drink. What's up? What you sipping on? It's no problem. Black and gold bottles like I'm pro. New Orleans. But shawty, I'm far from a saint, but I got two A-messes that look the same way. Wale, D.C., that's me, huh? My pride is say pride and they pride is say fila. I ain't gotta tell you, they know about me, huh? Come to D.C. and I can make you a believer. See, baby, I'm a leader, stay away from a Libra. And I ain't trying to lead you wrong, sugar, I need ya. So would you please listen to what I'ma need from ya? Live for tonight before tomorrow's amnesia. Ha!
Tell her I want that girl. Yeah, they call me Gucci, but I'ma buy you Louis. Yellow stones on my wrist remind me of a slut shit. Girl so fine, won't like a hubby. Ugly girls cry, pretty girls ride. Country girls, pretty girls, on the floor diamonds. Got her in the bed with the kids straight wildin'. Took her to a club, bought her three Long Islands. She from Rhode Island, Atlanta, I reside in. Big black diamond, bigger than a black razor. Asian, black, Caucasian, I'm blazing. Persuasive, so amazing, it's amazing. How they stand there, cause they're patient. Wasting, to the perfect time for conversation. My observation, tell me that she's with your baby, my baby.
Four lanes in that 09 range while I'm singing old Trey. It's like this all day. Okay, my name's Wale. They probably know me from the, you know. Boss in my Hugo. Floss like my two fur. My flow is on Pluto. Them rollers ain't Pluton. Having beef on no who gon' twist out my new rope. Yeah, shorty, that's G. Tokyo spinach. Yeah, shorty, that's G. Please get hit to that new DC shit. I'm a PG. So I got BBC. Even if I didn't, I would ball like a ring this switch. So shawty, this is what I need from you. Live for tonight before tomorrow's amnesia. Yeah.
What we have there is an old Negro spiritual by the name of Pretty Girls, written by Wale, including Gucci Mane, as well as Wingsy from Backyard. Hello, hello, hello. Ain't it a blessing? Now, y'all are DMing us talking about y'all forgot Simply Nae Soapbox. Y'all forgot Simply Nae Soapbox. I actually did not forget. I am going to do my soapbox with our guest of honor for the evening. And the reason why is because I'm quite sure, she has something extraordinary to add to the topic. So calm down. We've not forgotten. Get your typing fingers and put them on pause. As I present to you, Miss Christina Studevant-Sani. How are you tonight? You're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nae.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Just maintaining, you know how it is. I never say anything else, mm-hmm. So I can't fix it. That's all. But can you introduce yourself to the folks who are listening? We're international, so there's a number of people who may not be familiar with you, your work, even DC, honey.
Okay, so I'm Christina Sardamasani. I'm a DC native, born and raised, River Terrace, Ward 7. I am a journalist. I've been writing for 8 years. I've written for 18 publications as a freelancer. I was a staff writer at DCist for 2 years, and other publications I've written for include Washington Post, Washington Post Magazine, Washington City Paper, and a bunch of other like local and national publications.
So you've done a lot. You have the receipts and the resume, okay? Your credentials. You're not just out here talking out the side of your neck, is what it is. So what got you interested in journalism?
Oh, good question. I think in middle school and high school, I failed at everything except for English. So my friends suggested I should go into journalism because I like writing. So I went to Hampton University for print journalism, stayed there for about 3 years. And
wow.
Oh, you went to Howard? Oh,
of course,
okay,
I did.
All right.
No one wants to go to Hampton Institute, but you. It's okay.
I can't. Okay. So, yeah, I went to Hampton, studied print journalism, came back to D.C. I ran a nonprofit for a while, and then I started, blogging, and then that turned into my career in journalism.
And so what is your mission with your journalism specifically?
I feel like I've learned over the past 8 years that there aren't a lot of Black DC natives who are journalists, like reporting locally. And I found that like a lot of my neighbors, whether it's like River Terrace or like anywhere else in the city, have always relied on me to tell their stories. So I feel like there's just this great responsibility for me to not just write some random, you know, junk or like news stories, but really like tell what's going on in my community and things like that. So that's what I've been working toward over the past 2 years.
Definitely. So that person across the pond who lives in London or might be in Canada and has never been to your side of town, can you take an opportunity and paint a picture for them?
I mean, it's getting very specific to River Terrace, where I grew up. It's a beautiful neighborhood. It's right on the Anacostia River, middle-class Black Washingtonians. For now, the demographics are changing. Ward 7 and 8, east of the Anacostia River, just a lot of Native, Black, hardworking individuals. But I feel like that the narrative that the mainstream media paints is a little different. It's more around like crime and poverty. And I'm not saying that those things don't exist, but there are more to those neighborhoods than just crime and poverty and all these like random statistics that we can throw out. So, I mean, it's all love on my side of town.
Definitely. And so with that, your journalism career, the work you've been doing, your long resume, the credentials you've received, you are embarking on another, it's evolving, and you're doing something else that you've named aptly Black Native Creative. What is Black Native Creative in your own words?
Yeah, so basically I applied for this fellowship with the organization called Humanities DC. And the idea was to create a happy hour panel discussion based on pretty much anything that I wanted to, anything I was interested in or any like work that I've done. And the stories out of like the thousands and thousands of stories I've written, the most notable ones that get the most publicity and the ones that are most important to me always center around either Black people, DC natives, or creative individuals. And so I thought, why not put all those three things together? And so that's how I got Black Native Creative. And I put out a call, like, on social media just to, like, test the waters and, like, get recommendations from people if they knew any Black Native creatives. And I got an overwhelming response, and I was able to narrow the panel down to three people, including yourself, as well as Dwayne Lawson Brown, who is the co-host of Spit That, which is D.C.'s longest-running poetry open mic series in D.C., and then Matthew Green is a co-founder of District Running Collective, which is a community-based organization that uses running to promote wellness, culture, and community. They're both D.C. natives, been in the game for a while. And so Yeah, just having a conversation with the three of you. The moderator is one of my best friends. She's a dope speaker, professor, coach, Shantae Edwards. Yeah, so she's coming here from New York to talk to you guys. And I don't know, I just really wanted to be a space not only for you, the panelists, to share your stories and share your advice, but people in the room to just connect. So, you know, hand out a business card, hire somebody, promote yourself, just like create a community. And not that there isn't a community of Black Native creatives already, but why not start another one? The more the merrier.
Definitely. Well, I want to publicly thank you for thinking that I was worth an opportunity and, you know, inviting me to participate. I really, really do appreciate it and am truly excited about the event. Can you tell the logistics, the day, the time, the place, in case they're interested in participating?
Yeah, so it's Tuesday in 2 days. I'm really excited / anxious about it. It's in 2 days, November 19th, 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center's New Reach Outpost. They just opened this brand new space called The Reach at the Kennedy Center, and they're letting us use like one of their brand new rooms there from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, yeah, that's where it's going down.
Now, you said it was a happy hour. Do people need to bring Kennedy Center cocktail coins? You know how when you look up a restaurant on the internet, it comes with how many dollar signs the event is. And we just like to be accessible around here. So work with us on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay.
That's a good question. The only thing I do know is that it's a cashless bar, so bring a card. Prices, I mean, hopefully they're reasonable.
I would hope so, too. But if they're not, we're going to be talking about it on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Y'all already know what it gives. So let me ask you this. We are going to deviate for a second because I really, really, really wanted your opinion on this. And we were going to talk about it and when it came out. So as everyone knows, this week was the release of Disney Plus. No, I don't have it. I know y'all are surprised because I'm a number one Disney. I'm D23, which is Disney's official fan club, if you didn't know that. Everyone is abuzz about the disclaimer that Disney released in front of movies like Dumbo and Peter Pan and other classics that actually depict racist stereotypes. Period. They say this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions. Well, first of all, the May part, I got an issue with. Because if some shit contains nudity, they will tell you contains nudity. It's not it may contain outdated cultural depictions. It's that it does, which is why you place this disclaimer there. So that's one thing, but that's not the largest thing. The largest thing I have an issue with, I want to highlight this. I wrote this on the side because I'm a Virgo of my notes and my outline. When we were discussing this in pre-production, I had some folks ask me, and they younger, okay? So that's why they don't know, because these movies came out before I was born. I don't know. But which movies could be seen as inaccurate or you know, culturally outdated depiction? And so first of all, we have Dumbo, where exaggerated Black stereotype of a crow that's literally named Jim Crow. Like, dude. but it may. Okay. In Peter Pan, Native American characters are caricatured by the Lost Boys. You'll see them paint their face and pretend to do TPs. We won't talk about the Jungle Book, Swiss Family Robinson. Now, Pocahontas and Aladdin don't have the disclaimer, which is hilarious to me, considering Pocahontas was a child. She wasn't a grown-ass woman when she met John Smith. And Aladdin, let me just not, because that's not what the show is about. But I just want you to know what I'm talking about, because I'm a big Disney fan, okay? So when you ask me, I'm going to look it up, okay? And I'm going to ask the Disney elders, that's the folks that have been down for a while, what the deal is. So I come with receipts. I remain the keeper of receipts. I'm not just feeling some kind of way. But this is not the issue, okay? Christina, this is not the issue. That was just the first thing. That was what the internet streets were talking about. You know, the issue is you can put everything out the Disney vault on the internet except for the 1997 Roger and Hammerstein Cinderella. I need answers. I need to understand. Help me. Now, if you weren't born in 1997, I understand. You don't know about Brandy Norwood as Cinderella, Bernadette Peters as Cinderella's stepmother, V.N. Cox as Calliope, Natalie Dizelle Reed, the girl who you see on the Eve show, as Minerva. The prince was a brother named Paolo Montalban. I don't know where they scooped him up, and I haven't seen him since, but that was his name. Jason Alexander, who did every movie. I don't know how long his contract was with Disney, but he was in everything. He was in Gargoyles, just everything, everything. Whoopi Goldberg was in this movie. Whitney Houston. Yes, Nippy had time. And bonus fact that a lot of people don't know, Whitney Houston has executive producer credits on this production. So just know what you know. I need to know how you clear everything out the vault and this doesn't make it. Were you aware of that, Christina?
I was not. And has anybody, like, called them out on this yet?
I mean, the kind of people in my circles, we've all peed. But I don't know that it's viral on the internet and Brandy Norwood has made a statement. Like, I don't know that that's a thing. But I feel some kind of way deep down in my heart enough to stand on my soapbox and loudly proclaim that the Wonderful World of Disney was a life changer. And if everything from the Wonderful World, and I'm even interested to know if the original movie they did about Ruby Bridges is on there. Like, I got questions now. So I'm going to use my 30-day free trial. I haven't downloaded it yet because I want to download it when I have some time to actually watch the shit. But that's funny, but it's not. I'm serious. But I have questions. What do you think about the disclaimer? Let's start there, because I started there.
I mean, I feel like as far as, well, one thing I've heard in this conversation is that, you know, Disney could have, say, like, gone back and edited the footage, right? It's like their footage. They could have, like, manipulated. They could have, like, taken those racist things out, right, if they wanted to. But as far as that goes, I feel like it's important for us to acknowledge our racist history instead of erase. Like, there are times when you need to, like, take down a statue and things like that. But if we erase all of the racist history, then we won't know how far we've come, right? So I feel like it is okay that they left the movie, the film, the way they were. I feel like they could have been more explicit about saying, like, racist, you know, things took place or their racist depictions, like, instead of tiptoeing around it. So I agree with you on that.
Someone agrees with me. We're going to take a song break, and when we come back, we're going to do more talking about Black Native creatives, what they can expect in the future, some of your past writings, what's your favorite, your least favorite, because the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay is on for another 24 minutes, you know? That's how it works. Next song, of course, is going to be from Cinderella. What do you mean?
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carrot. Impossible for a plain country pumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. A slipper made of glass is just a shoe. And dreamers never make the dream come true. Impossible, impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carrot. Impossible for a plain country pumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fal-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee of horses. Impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. Things are happening, yeah. impossible, 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 impossible.
Okay, I don't know how Disney missed that one. You don't just miss that one, okay? That was just one of the songs. I didn't even hit you with In My Own Little Corner. That's an anthem. Listen, we're not. Do you remember that song, Christina?
Of course.
It was a bop, wasn't it?
It was.
So what were you doing at the time that this movie came out? What were your interests? Because this movie is actually, fun fact, this very month, it came out November the 2nd, 1997, this movie turned 22. So what were you doing when this movie came out?
22 years ago, I was 11. Wow, I was the same age as my son is right now. That's crazy. Yeah, so first year of middle school, probably going through puberty, probably being super nervous about life. Yeah. God, skipping school, riding
at
a metro train. When I think about it, like my son, I feel like he's not sheltered, but when I was 11 years old, like in sixth grade, I started catching like the bus to school, and from the bus came the train. So I was just like all over the city with my friends at that point because I wasn't walking to school anymore. I had to take public transportation. So yeah, I was all around. I mean, I had two older brothers who like guided me to school for the first month. But after that, I was kind of on my own with my friends. So yeah, really independent from a young age.
Oh, wow. Not skipping school is impressive, but the navigating and the not being intimidated is definitely impressive. So I wanted to ask you, I mentioned some of the things that we were going to talk about when we came back. We're also going to play a game because we play a game with every single person that comes on this show. And it's not a game you know how to play. I make them up, so it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll get to that in a moment. What is your favorite piece that you've written?
My favorite piece has to be, this is 2019. I think I wrote this in November 2018. It was a cover story for a Washington City paper, and it was about the underrepresentation of Black journalists in local print news, which I kind of alluded to before. But I was able to, like, trace history of back to like the Washington Post when it was really segregated and how there were like these laws enacted to get like more Black media at publications, at mainstream publications, and how, you know, it worked for a while, but then it kind of regressed. And then so locally in D.C., I think I covered maybe like five local mainstream publications, and all of them had one, no more than two black journalists. So on a staff of maybe like 13 journalists or 11 journalists, there was only like one black person. And when I was at DCS, it was only three of us. We were really small, but I was like the only black person. And not only the only black staff writer at the time, but the only black staff writer in like the history of DCS, which has been around for more than 10 years, and the first native. So, I mean, a lot of my stories come out of things that I've experienced. So I experienced being the only black person in my newsroom, and I'm like, I cannot be the only one, or like somebody else has to be as stressed out as I am. So that article just came out of that, like talking to other journalists who were the only one, you know, in their newsrooms, and finding out why it was a problem, questioning editors at publications, questioning like owners of publications, like asking them what they can do better and things like that. And I mean, that got a lot of, you know, publicity, but yeah. And it was really cathartic, because for a while I was thinking I was going crazy with like all these things that were happening in my job, but it's like, no, other journalists, other black journalists who are minorities at their stations experience the same thing. So yeah, that was my favorite article.
So if there was one that you'd love to have removed from the face of the earth so that you can edit it and republish to your liking, because obviously we're not even going to say that it's not something you should have talked about, because everything is worthy and everything deserves a story, but what would you like to get your hands on and maybe refurbish, as they say, with cell phones, if you could? I don't want to say what is your least favorite article, because I think you should love them all. You should love all your work.
That's a really good question. I've never been asked that question before. The first thing that came to mind is kind of recent, like within the past year. I actually wrote about, you know, Malcolm X Park in Congress Heights?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote about Malcolm X Park, and it was really just, because everybody, whenever anybody thinks about Malcolm X Park in D.C., they think about, you know, the one in Northwest, also known as Meridian Hill Park. But, like, little people know about Malcolm X, which is also, like, Shepherd Park in Southeast. So I wanted to raise awareness about that particular space and how, you know, they're not getting enough resources and, like, you know, it's not being cleaned up like the way it should and things like that. And also the good things that, like, happen in the park. But I will say that at the time when I was writing the article, because I was freelancing, I was rushed. And so I feel like I didn't get everybody's side of the story, which is something that I like to do. And so I don't know, I just felt like I didn't talk to all the people who I could have, because there are so many people like involved like in that park and like what's going on. And I wanted to like give it justice. And I feel like I could have interviewed some more people on different sides, who live in that neighborhood, and, you know, let them have a voice. I'm all about letting everybody have a voice. And I felt like I could have done more with that one.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I'm born and bred and still building in the Great Ward 8. So we actually had a show about that very issue in Shepherd Park, because a horrible petition went out and folks were just signing it like idiots. But you know how folks are. They're idiots. You know, the internet exacerbates said idiocy. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to shout out Nathan Woods of Ward 8 Woods and all the great things that they're doing. Much love to you. Like, much love to Ms. Lanita Shepherd, who ran Pots in the Park for months on end to ensure that, like, at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, the folks in that very park were able to have food. Much respect to like the people in the trenches who actually, you know, Future Foundation, and even back in the day when Commissioner Crawford literally set up resources and like Restaurant Opportunity Center, the Rock DC was out there getting signatures so that folks can get wage pay. It really has been a lot of positive things that have happened there. There's even been a Martin Luther King celebration that was held there about 2 years ago by DPR. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and for folks who are not familiar, which is most of you, this park sits on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Malcolm X Avenue. And so it's only one of three places in the United States of America where Malcolm X and Martin Luther King intersect.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
DC is my shit. I know my shit, okay? I'm just saying. Hashtag NOMA is not a thing. You are up New York Avenue. All right, my bad. It blows the boots off my feet. I can't deal with it. I had to get that out. So, with Black Native Creative, I want to ask you this. In the future, let's say a year from now, what is your hope for this work?
That's another good question. So, I've thought about it, and what I decided was, so I have a history, like I said, before I got into journalism, like in between leaving college to have my son and then becoming a journalist, I started a nonprofit for other single moms. And so I have this nonprofit experience. I have some for-profit experience. And so I had that thought in mind, like, what could this be? Because it was crazy to me that I did like some Googling and like I looked up the hashtag like Black Native Creative on like Twitter, social media, and like it hasn't been used at all. And it just seems like so common, but like nobody's ever used it. So I'm like, oh yeah, I can definitely do something with this. Like I can make it a nonprofit where we give like resources and grants and financial aid to Native creatives, or a for-profit where we do this or that. It could be a marketplace. Like I have so many ideas because that's just the way my mind works. But I decided to just have this first event, let the people, you know, decide what it could be and kind of let it form organically, have this event, have more conversations, more panels and things like that, and just see what other Black Native creators really need, because I don't want to be the person telling them, you know, what they need. Like whatever I can do that could be most helpful for Black Native creatives, like that's what it will ultimately be. So I just want to hear from the people.
Wow, that's profound. When we come back, we're going to play a game called DC or Disney. DC or Disney. And so the way that game works, just so you can be prepared while the song is playing, is we're going to give you a fact, and you say whether that fact is about DC or something in the Walt Disney franchise. Cool?
Got it. Yep. Okay.
Let's play a song, y'all.
Say y'all, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only want to do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. See, it started at the park. You said chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care. We made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together. First crime, and I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Oh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind. You
writing, please tell me why I'm feeling slighted and I don't know how to make it better, make it better. You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind.
And we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay, and we still got sponsors, y'all. Some of y'all asked, can I be a sponsor? You sure can. If you'd like information on how you can sponsor the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay or any other show on the stand on my media platform, reach out. Go on the website, www.wheredoyoustand.com, and you're going to click on radio, scroll down, and it'll say sponsor. Like just hover on radio and scroll down and it'll say sponsor. We're sponsored by Caribbean Kinks. Caribbean Kinks is located on 557 Ritchie Road, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. You can call them at 301-996-1285. Again, that's 557 Ritchie Road, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743, 301-996-1285. Many of you consistently ask about where my hair gets done at. I'm a client of Caribbean Kinks. Now that's Caribbean with a K, Kinks with a K. You can find them on Instagram at Caribbean Kinks. You can also find them online at www.caribbeankinks.com. Caribbean Kinks is a natural hair salon for men, women, and kids. The stylists specialize in overall locks, care, maintenance, and lock extensions, in addition to other natural hair care services. Get your life. Please, please, please let me add this bonus disclaimer. Stop going to my hairstylist with pictures of me trying to look like me. Be yourself. You're beautiful. And I don't spend all this money on my hair for us to be twins. I just had to get that out in the radio atmosphere. We're also sponsored by Nappy Nerd. NappyNerd.com is where you can find all your bamboo earrings, get stoned, wearable art, digital art, and custom art that you can request, all made by the Quirk Queen, who I got the opportunity to meet in person at BlurCon 2019. You have stopped me in the street about my new bae earrings that look like old bae packages. She made those. You all have stopped me in the street about my Basquiat earrings. She made those. Get your life. She also was the first person to reach out about sponsoring and helping to support me in this whole situation with the Miss Plus America DC to national journey. So beautiful, beautiful person, beautiful, beautiful brand. And I'd really, really encourage you to support Shonda Harper, who in her full time is an education teacher, does some hair, okay? She has a degree in psychology and a life coaching certification. And when she has time, baby girl is making earrings. We're lit. We're out here doing the thing. And I'm so excited about hosting the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay because it gives me an opportunity to be able to shout out, support, uplift these folks. So, Christina, we're going to have to play the game quick, and it's only going to be three questions. You got lucky because usually this goes a whole different way, okay?
So I'm ready.
You're saying whether this fact is about D.C. or about Disney. Okay.
Okay.
There was a contest for a large design for either DC or Disney. Which do you think it is?
DC?
moves too quick. You were right. In 1793, Dr. William Thornton, a British-born amateur architect, entered his design into a contest for the U.S. Capitol. They thought you were going to get that wrong, okay? Okay?
Wow. No faith. $500,
and that's the equivalent of about $12,000 in 2017. Here's another one. Today, you can see the most mice in DC or throughout Disney animations.
DC.
Which one?
DC.
It's actually Disney, but that wasn't the case.
Seriously?
Until Mickey Mouse Clubhouse started. And like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is the one that actually took it over the, you know, over the edge with the Disney franchise, with having more. Okay, here's another one. Jimmy Carter watched Disney movies in the White House. This is a true or false. We're switching it up.
True.
He watched movies in the White House. That was his favorite thing to do, and the reason why there's a White House theater. But never was he caught or known to watch Disney movies. You did good, though. Uh-huh. The hardest one you got right. And we were rushing.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing our weird game. Did you like it? Did you like it? Was it fun?
I loved it. That mice question, I still don't believe it. I've seen way too many mice in D.C. I'm sorry.
No, you got to think about every time Mickey Mouse appears in Disney movies. How many Disney movies have come out? Like, yeah.
You're right. You're right.
It's a true thing. So before we leave, because the show's almost over, can you tell the fine folks how they can contact you, support you? What are the 411, the vital information?
Probably just tweet me or DM me on Twitter, C30, SEESTURDI, and I'll respond.
Cool.
And then just like Google Christina Sturdivant-Sahni, and then you'll see my article.
That's what's up. This has been great. I encourage everybody to step on outside and be at the Reach Kennedy Center on Tuesday to take part in this amazing, amazing endeavor. I think that like being on the ground floor of anything is the best place to start rising. So come through, have a vittle. Listen to what the folks have to say. It's going to be cool. Thank you, Christina, for coming and talking to us on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. Good night.
Good night, love. And so listen, y'all. We're going to close out. And we are going to close out with a song that means so much to me and goes right along with our beauty thing. This has been another episode of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect.
And if the stars ever fell one by one from the sky, I know mine could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
The most beautiful girl in the world, so beautiful.